This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. 80 countries at a Swiss conference agreed on Sunday Ukraine's territorial integrity must be the basis of any peace to end Russia's two-year war. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he was confident that the peace effort would continue.
We already have countries who indicated their interest to host the second peace summit, and we started talks with them.
However, despite attending, some key developing nations did not sign the summit's communique. India, Mexico, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Thailand, and the UAE, which were represented by foreign ministers or lower-level envoys, were among those that did not sign the final document. The document focused on issues of nuclear safety, food security, and the exchange of prisoners. I'm Karen Chamas.
10 crewmen of Ukraine's 33rd Separate Mechanized Brigade said on Sunday they hope for more weapons to be delivered as world leaders attended the Ukraine summit in Switzerland. Call sign Kuznia, a 58-year-old tank commander, voiced expectations for the world leaders' quote-unquote good sense. President Vladimir Putin said on Friday Russia would end the war in Ukraine only if Kyiv agreed to drop its NATO ambitions and hand over the entirety of four provinces claimed by Moscow, demands Kyiv swiftly rejected as tantamount to surrender. German police say officers on Sunday shot and wounded a man who was threatening them with a hammer and a Molotov cocktail in the northern city of Hamburg. The shooting came hours before a match there in the European Championship Soccer Tournament. This is VOA News. The Israeli Defense Forces says it will at times stop fighting in a part of Gaza where international aid organizations have warned of a growing humanitarian crisis. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Despite growing international pressure for a ceasefire, an agreement to halt the fighting still appears distant, more than 8 months since the start of the war in the Palestinian enclave. But Israel's military on Sunday said it would hold daily tactical pauses in combat operations along a main road in southern Gaza to allow more aid to flow into the area. The war erupted when Hamas fighters rampaged through southern Israel on October 7th, killing 1,200 and taking more than 250 captives, according to Israeli tallies. Israel's retaliatory airstrikes and ground invasion have killed more than 37,000 Palestinians, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. Israeli forces have been closing in on Rafah, where it claims brigades of Hamas fighters remain entrenched.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Masses of pilgrims on Sunday embarked on a symbolic stoning of the devil in Saudi Arabia, marking the final days of Hajj pilgrimage and the start of the Eid al-Adha celebrations for Muslims around the world. It came a day after the pilgrims congregated outside the holy city of Mecca. The ritual on Saturday at Mount Arafat was considered the peak of the Hajj. Hajj is one of the largest religious gatherings on earth. There was a star-studded Hollywood fundraiser over the weekend for U.S. President Joe Biden. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
George Clooney, Julia Roberts, and Barbara Streisand were among those who took the stage at the Peacock Theater Saturday night. Late-night host Jimmy Kimmel interviewed President Biden and former President Barack Obama, both stressing that America suffered when Donald Trump was in the White House. The Biden campaign is hoping this Hollywood gala will energize voters, in addition to bringing in a reported $28 million. Biden's opponent, Donald Trump, in Detroit Saturday, said their fundraising is even stronger.
Since the rigged trial in New York, my numbers have increased substantially, and fundraising, by the way, is, I believe, the highest numbers in the history of politics.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Candidates in France are racing to register for an early parliamentary election before a deadline expires to take part in a vote that's redrawing the country's political landscape. But a left-wing alliance newly formed to counter the surge of the far right lost a prospective lawmaker previously convicted for spousal assault. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.